I caught for him.
You
I did
caught
a
for him.
little bit of everything his first season. We were a little short on numbers, so I
I understand.
caught, played third base first, a little bit of everything.
I understand. What are your thoughts tonight about Coach Blair?
It's tragic. Certainly tragic. Not the news that that anyone is expecting to get the day after Christmas, but certainly not a guy that's still so active in the community here, you know, so full of life and, you know, living life the way that you should each day, you know, to the fullest. So to get the information that he's no longer here certainly was a tough one.
What was he like as a coach?
He was good. You know, he wasn't too experienced as far as the demands of a college coaching, you know, experience because you know, he went straight to the pros from school. So some of the structure, you know, may have been lacking early because he was so used to how things are done in professional ranks. But when it comes to his knowledge of the game and the way that he was able to relate and get the most out of his players, man, he's one of the greatest, man.
Let me ask, coaches are known as teachers. I mean, the coaches I had taught me things. What did you learn from Paul Blair?
Mostly as a 3-4 hitter, you know, on offense, that I have to be always aggressive, always on that, because so much is riding on what I'm able to do with my bat. That and just his approach to base running, you know, which is a big deal with the amount of success that he had, you know, even in my time as a coach at Cobb State as well. Some of the base running techniques that he was able to teach me that I feel just sees a lot of things that are being taught even at some of the biggest college programs across the country.
For those of us who grew up in the 70s in Baltimore, and I was one of them, Paul Blair was one of the greats. I mean, we remember him as a player, but I guess you were probably too young to remember him or weren't born when he was a player. Did you, when
Right.
you found out he was going to be your coach, I mean, did you figure out who he was and did you realize who he was?
Well, initially, I didn't know who he was just off of hearing that, you know, Paul Blair would possibly be coming in. As a, you know, player finishing my second year and, you know, thinking that, well, more hoping that one of the assistants that we already had would move into a head coach position, you know, I just thought that we were just kind of doomed, you know, at the time that they were bringing him in was in the summer, you know, late summer, which meant that he wouldn't really have a chance to actively recruit like he should have been able to. But once he got there, that just his presence and, you know, you can tell a baseball guy as soon as you meet him. And he just kind of he owned it. He owned everything about Cobb State baseball and the things that he was able to teach us and, you know, the love that he put into it and the connections that he had with so many baseball greats. It was a great experience for me.
And final question, how will he be remembered?
He's going to be remembered as a legend, first and foremost, you know, for his play and what he's done and what he's meant to so many different people here, especially in the city of Baltimore, you know, having won World Series here and still being around, whether it's bowling and, you know, participating in golf only. Great man, standout athlete, superior talent, you know, very kind and giving. Baltimore truly lost a great one.